Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Tom Bradley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Milner reaches second base with a double. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Fregosi reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field. Crane Pool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it, throws to second for one. And back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to second. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 0 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes is hit by the pitch. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Milan reaches second base with a double. John Morris now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan moves to third. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Rader reaches second base with a double. Damaso Blanco pinch runs for Dave Rader. Willie McCovey pinch hits for John Morris. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanco scores. Thomason moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.